Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is a full-out assault on the Supreme Court and the justices by someone who was probably clerking at the Supreme Court for a liberal justice who decided to hand deliver, we assume, documents to Politico so that there wouldn't be a paper trail that the FBI could find. This is an assault on the institution because when Democrats don't get their way, they want anarchy. They want chaos. They want people's lives to be threatened. Now, to be clear, the intent of this idiot was probably, or idiots involved, was to try to put extreme pressure on the Supreme Court justices to change their mind before the ruling came out. Except that's not going to happen. What this person has done, whoever decided to leak this draft opinion, is now revealing the Democrats will stop at nothing to destroy people or places or institutions, including the Supreme Court. This is a massive violation of the separation of powers, and this person deserves to go to jail for doing this. This is an assault on an institution and how it works. This has never happened before, so you understand the gravity of the situation. Politico, by the way, who leaked, you know, got the leaked opinion piece, Politico, just so you know, should have never run this. There's lots of stories that Politico gets that they do not run. Now, of course, they ran this one because they knew it would cement Politico maybe forever, or certainly for at least the next decade, is a place to go and grab news. They never should have run this story, this exclusive. Now, their headline says the Supreme Court has voted to overturn abortion rights. Draft opinion shows, quote, we hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled, is what Justice Alito writes in an initial majority draft circulated inside the court that has now been released months before this was supposed to come down. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. According to an initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Alito, circulated inside the court obtained by Politico, their headline says, the draft opinion is a full-throated, unflinching, they say, unflinching attack of the 1973 decision, which guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights, and a subsequent 1992 decision, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, that largely maintained the right. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, Alito writes. Quote, we hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. That is what was the document labeled as the opinion of the court said. It's time to heed the Constitution, return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives, which means to the state. Now, to be clear, this isn't saying that we are saying that abortion is going to be banned. It's saying it's going to go back to a state's rights issue. Of course, the left doesn't want you to know that or understand separation of powers or understand how this works. Deliberations, Politico writes, on controversial cases have in the past been fluid. Justices can sometimes change their votes as draft opinions circulate at major decisions, can be subject to multiple drafts and vote trading, sometimes until just days before a decision is unveiled. The court's holding will not be final until it is published, likely in the next 2 months. And that's exactly why this was leaked. This was leaked to put extreme pressure on Supreme Court justices to change their vote. And the reason why they want to change their vote is because that they are afraid for their lives. That's what they're saying. That's how this is going to go down. That's why it was leaked. They want this to become a major issue. They want this to become so much pressure. They want this to become an election issue as well. Look what happens when you vote for Republicans. They take away your right to vote. That's what they're going to say. They're going to take away your right to have an abortion. Now, whoever did this deserves to be in jail. The fact that they did this tells you everything you need to know, right? The fact that they did this tells you all that you need to know about how radical the left is. Remember what they did during the confirmation hearings of the different conservatives that were put on the court by Donald Trump. Remember that they accused Supreme Court justices of being junior high rape partiers that planned rape parties to rape people. Right. This is what they did to people. They made things up just like they made up Russian collusion, just like they made up that Donald Trump had a connection to a bank in Russia, just like they made up the dossier. And they knew it was a lie and they still went with it to impeach Donald Trump. This is no different than what they did with Supreme Court justices. Never forget that. This is no different than what they're doing right now. Never forget that. This is pure evil. This is basically, I would describe as a kill list, a hit list. If there's any crazy psychotic leftists out there, and there are plenty, here's your list of conservatives that maybe you could go after and change the vote. That's also part of this. And I'm not saying that. It's already online. People are talking about maybe somebody will do the right thing as they describe it. I can't even imagine what the security is going to have to be like for the next 3 months or 2 months until the opinion comes out. Can't imagine what this is going to be like, what it's going to look like for their lives as they go around. They're not going to be able to go out to dinner. They're not going to be able to live and function this summer the way they normally do. The amount of security they are going to need to walk around, and whoever leaked this, or the people that leaked this, that is exactly why they did it, and that's why they did it on purpose. This was a conscientious, deliberate decision that was done by those on the left to not only attack Alito and others, but it was to endanger their lives. Because when you do this, that's exactly what you get out of it. This has never happened before, by the way. This is an unprecedented event that has taken place. I want you to also understand that. This is unprecedented in scope. This is unprecedented in the way that it was released. And Politico, by the way, should have never done this because Politico has now put Supreme Court justices' lives at risk. But I'm not sure they care because, man, it's a great headline. They even put it out there. Deliberations on controversial cases have in the past been fluid. In other words, they're implying put extreme pressure on these justices. Justices can and sometimes do change their votes as draft opinions circulate and major decisions can be subject to multiple drafts and vote trading. Again, put extreme pressure on the Supreme Court, the Republican, the conservative justices that are on there, right? Because we know who's on that side of the vote now. Go after them, stalk them using the words of Democrats. Get in their face. Don't let them go shopping. Don't let them pump gas. Don't let them do anything. Don't let them function in society. Hound them. Get in their faces. Remember when Democrats said that about people that supported Donald Trump? You don't think they're trying to do the exact same thing right now? Because that's exactly what they're trying to do. That's exactly what they are trying to do right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Let's talk about the media for a second and how they're reacting to this. Oh, they've got some hot takes on this. You think they're worried about the historical context of what just happened? No. You think they're worried or upset about this being leaked and what this does and how this changes things with our Supreme Court, how it undermines this institution? Absolutely not. They are not worried about that at all, because this is great for them. This is great TV. They don't care about anybody's lives being ruined, destroyed, stalked, having to go into lockdown. They don't care. This is a direct attack on the institution. They don't care. Because, man, this is a great story. It's a great story for Politico. It's a great story for everybody else involved. This is just an amazing moment for them. This morning, Pete Williams on the SCOTUS leak. He has some sort of, I think, journalistic integrity and understanding of the Supreme Court. This is what he had to say on NBC, MSNBC this morning when he was asked about this. Listen.
Straight to the Supreme Court, where we find NBC News justice correspondent Pete Williams. Pete, good morning. You've had a while to digest this, to read through some of this draft opinion. What more are you hearing about it this morning?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that, this is as far as you would expect an opponent of Roe to go here. This is Alito basically demolishing all the arguments in favor of Roe, saying it was wrongly decided from the very beginning, marshaling all the examples he can think of people who presumably supported Roe, who have always been against it. It's a very far-reaching draft opinion. Now, how it's going to come out in the end, we don't know. I mean, typically, majority opinions start out this way. You make all of your big points. And then you take into account the dissent, and some of the sharper edges get sanded off in the process. But one thing about this, Willie, that really puzzles me is I don't understand the point of this leak. I have been on both ends.
Listen to this. I don't understand the point of this leak. And this is when it's sad that it's guys like Pete Williams here, some of the last, I think, men that understand how the court's supposed to work, the separation of powers, that understands how bad of a deal this is, the precedent that this is moving forward. There are a lot of things that you can say right now about Roe v. Wade, but this isn't really about Roe v. Wade at this point. This is about somebody that decided they were bigger than the United States Constitution on the left. This is a liberal who decided that they wanted to put Supreme Court justices' lives at risk by leaking this, trying to put pressure to change a vote before it comes out. I don't think that's going to happen. But this is how they don't play within the rules. Again, if you want to understand the sickness of liberalism in America today, the derangement, the mental disorder of liberalism when they don't get their ways, it is exactly what you're witnessing right now at the Supreme Court with this ruling. It's also, and by the way, these are the top brilliant minds, right? When you get somebody that clerks the Supreme Court, we're talking about brilliant people, and it's infected them at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. The most brilliant people in the Democratic Party came up with the Russian collusion hoax. The most brilliant people in society, in the Democratic Party, came up with a Russian disinformation campaign, Russian collusion, everything that comes along with it. Never forget that. They're the ones that came up, the most brilliant minds in the Democratic Party are also the ones that came up with a, you know, he had junior high rape parties he planned, right? When they came after Republican nominees under Trump. They will stop at nothing to destroy your life. And they don't care if you die in the process. They don't care if you are called a rapist in the process. They don't care that Supreme Court justices right now probably have more security than they've ever had in their entire lives because of this. Because that's how vile and disgusting they are. They refuse to accept defeat when they lose. They are like kamikaze pilots. We don't get our way, we kill you and me. We kill everything. We destroy everything. We ruin everything. right? That's really what this is. This is a seek and destroy, go scorched earth, but not just here and there. It's on everything now. And that's exactly why Pete Williams, like, I really don't, I'm going to back it up with just a moment here. That's why he says, I really don't understand this leak. I don't understand what they thought was going to happen, because he also understands how the Supreme Court works.
But one thing about this, Willie, that really puzzles me is I don't understand the point of this leak. I have been on both ends of the leaking exchange in Washington. I'm the former government spokesman. I admit I used to leak stuff in the past. I'm a reporter. I get leaks now. And, people leak to affect policy. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand the point of this leak. I think all nine justices came in to hear this argument, knowing how they were going to vote. They voted that way right afterwards. I don't think the argument affected it. Just made it clear to all of us that they were going to vote to overturn Roe. But now what's the point of the leak? I mean, is it possible that one of these five members is teetering and the leaker decided they needed to do this to cement that person in place? Or is this somebody that opposed the decision that was just so furious they wanted it out there? But, you know, what good would the leak do in terms of affecting anything? I just don't get it.
Yeah, and Pete, Joe Scarborough here, I've been...
I mean, he gets it. Why would you do this? What is the point of this? Well, the point is, maybe there's somebody that could possibly change their opinion, or maybe there's a Supreme Court justice and some radical out there will take them out. The person that leaked this knew what the reaction was going to be from the left. They know that the left is insane. They know that they're radical. This isn't just about trying to attempt to influence the outcome of the Supreme Court, which is a massive separation of powers issue. This is about threatening their lives. That's what this is. Representative Michael Waltz, Republican Florida, had this to say about the Supreme Court, talking about this is a Kavanaugh-like approach to the Supreme Court on this one. This is scorched earth, ruin their lives, or try to threaten their lives.
Well, I think that's unclear at this point, because it's never happened before, to my knowledge. This is just so outrageous that this draft opinion was leaked. It's clearly an attempt to influence the outcome. But guys, be prepared for the scorched earth tactics of the left on this issue. They truly believe the ends justify the means, no matter what laws or what norms they have to break, and be prepared for a Kavanaugh-like approach to the Supreme Court on this one. And they are going to burn it down, as you're hearing the activists say, in order to try to stop this. And what's such a shame is that many pro-life activists, many people who believe in the sanctity of life, abided by the law for nearly 50 years, even though they believe that child's life was being unjustly taken. But I would not expect that same courtesy from the other side for our nation's system and for its rule of law.
He's right. This is about the rule of law. He understands it. And so do the left when they leak this. And so did Politico when they broke the story. And I'm sure Politico said in behind closed doors, screw it, we're going to run this. Who cares what happens, these justices? Right? Who cares what happens with the radicals trying to change this? And if you don't think there's psychos out there, they're thinking about, well, maybe we just need to get rid of one of these Supreme Court justices in the five before this ruling comes out. And then what happens, right? Is their vote official if they die? There's crazies out there that think that way. And I'm sure Politico justified this by saying, well, if we don't run it, they're just going to go down the street to this paper, to this online, and it's going to get out anyway, so we might as well make some money off of it, make a name for ourselves with it, and we're going to be the ones that run it. Who cares? Let's go for it. Screw everybody whose life is negatively affected by this. We don't care.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
How dangerous this leak is are coming out and saying that. Now, the commentators and the hosts are not, but those that understand what the Supreme Court is and the institution, they get it. Jeffrey Toobin, he's the senior legal analyst at CNN. The same guy who got fired from a job for pledging himself on a Zoom call with other employees, who got suspended from CNN, but they rehabbed him at CNN because he was a good liberal and will bring him back no matter what. Jeffrey Toobin, that same guy, this morning on their morning show called New Day, said this.
Wait, the fact of this leak here, we've never seen anything like this, Jeffrey.
I mean, you know, I've covered the court for pushing 30 years now. This is so outside the history of the Supreme Court. There have been very occasional leaks of votes in cases. You know, the court is going to vote a certain way. But a draft opinion has never been released. And a draft opinion in a case of monumental significance, this is going to damage the institution of the Supreme Court, regardless of what you think about abortion. This was already an institution that was much less popular than it used to be. But the manner in which this is coming to public view is a real indictment of how this court operates.
Jeffrey, Jennifer, thank you. both for helping us understand this.
Now, what does this bring me to? And I'm trying to connect dots as fast as I can. This is now going to be justification for Joe Biden packing the Supreme Court. You can't let the Supreme Court stay at 9. You need to pack that court so we can get our way. There are three takeaways. And again, I'm still seeing and looking at this fallout. This is in my initial reaction. But my initial reaction is, number one, this was a kill list against the five people that were going to vote in favor of this opinion, right, that are on the side that Roe v. Wade is bad law, which it is. All right, that's number one. Number two, this is going to justify the Democrats ahead of the midterms packing the court. And that may be their campaign issue now. Actually, not maybe. This is their campaign issue. Vote for us and we'll pack the court. Vote for us and we'll stop things like this from happening. Right. You must keep us in the majority because we must keep sending liberal Supreme Court justices to overrule of these radical Republicans on the right. It's a kill list. It's to undermine. It's to justify court packing. All of these things. Liberalism is a mental disease. When you do this to an institution like this, is a mental disease. When you think that the rules don't apply to you because you have grown up to believe that whatever it is that you believe is far superior to anyone else, because that is that's what whoever leaked this or the people that leaked this, that's what they thought. There's not a lot of people, by the way, that would even see this. So you understand how the Supreme Court works. I just sent a message to somebody that worked at the Supreme Court. And I asked them, I was like, how many people are going to be able to even see this? And they said, look, this is maybe 40 people, maybe 45 at the most. As it was said earlier today, it's an unprecedented betrayal by one of the 45 or so people with access to a draft Supreme Court opinion to prevent this decision from becoming law by scaring off moderate justices and attempting to whip the political left into a psychotic frenzy. There are five key points, by the way, to realize about this opinion and how its shocking leak could have happened and why the Supreme Court will suffer damage that you'll never be able to undo if one of the majority justices switches sides, because then it's like, well, every time you don't like something, you leak it. First, what the 67-page opinion says. We hold that Roe v. Wade must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. That provision has been held to guarantee some rights that are not mentioned in the Constitution, but any such right must be deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition and implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. The opinion reads, the right to abortion does not fall into this category. Until the later part of the 20th century, such a right was entirely unknown to American law. Indeed, when the 14th Amendment was adopted, three-quarters of the states made abortion a crime at all stages of pregnancy. The abortion right is also critically different from any other right that the court has held to fall within the 14th Amendment's protection of liberty. Roe defenders characterize the abortion right as similar to the right recognized in past decisions involving matters such as intimate sexual relations, contraception, and marriage. But abortion is fundamentally different, as both Roe and Casey acknowledged, because it destroys what those decisions called fetal life. And what the law now before us describes as an unborn human being. The opinion discusses at length whether the Constitution as originally understood include a right to abortion, concluding it does not. It then goes on for many pages of the features of the legal policy of when to adhere to court precedent and explains why it does not require upholding Roe's right to abortion. Then finally, on page 62, it addresses the point that whoever betrayed the court was likely trying to make with this unprecedented violation of trust. Quote, the American people's belief in the rule of law would be shaken if they lost respect for this court as an institution that decides important cases based on principle, not social and political pressures. Quote, but we cannot exceed the scope of our authority under the Constitution, and we cannot allow our decisions to be affected by the extraneous influences such as concern about the public's reaction to our work, Alito responds to the court. That is both that is true both when we initially decided, when we initially decide a constitutional issue and when we consider whether to overrule a prior decision. Secondly, while the opinion is probably genuine, in an era of word processors, fraudsters can make documents that physically look like the real thing. But this is different, experts are now saying. First, Supreme Court opinions are dense and complex. They're extremely carefully written and are full of citations and quotations. Experienced appellate attorneys know what to look for. And all this carries all the hallmarks of that. That's why it clearly is real. And by the way, the Supreme Court probably would have come out and said if it wasn't. Also, each justice has his or her own voice. This reads like an opinion by Sam Alito. Experts are now saying, so there's every reason to believe he authored the first draft. And given that the Dobbs case was argued on December 1st, the timestamp of February 10 on this draft would fit a normal opinion writing time frame for something of this scope. Third, how this could have happened and why. The only people who definitively have access to this are the nine justices and their 36 law clerks. Four law clerks are assigned to each justice for a total of only 45 people. It is almost certain that it had to have been one of the law clerks or multiple clerks working on the same team who would take the ultimate credential a young lawyer can achieve and instead put himself or herself on track to never be licensed to practice law in the nation. Fourth, why this might not actually become the actual decision of the Supreme Court. It takes five votes on the nine-member court to make it a majority opinion. When cases are argued, the justices have a weekly closed-door conference on Friday at which they discuss the case, take a preliminary vote, and one justice from the majority is assigned the task of writing the opinion. After the opinion is written, it is circulated to the other justices. That is when the negotiating begins, where justices say that they could join if certain changes are made, and others decide to dissent and organize that writing effort. Still, other justices join the majority judgment but write concurring opinions to emphasize some point important to them. At any time during this process, justices can change their vote, and it happens. Often the cases do not grab headlines, but earth-shattering decisions like the one upholding Obamacare in 2012 bears the hallmark of such a case. This then appears to be an effort to intimidate a moderate conservative justice to switch sides, in which the case, this opinion would become a dissenting opinion and a liberal justice opinion would speak for the majority. Then there's a threat here, which I mentioned a moment ago, of court packing. In the 1937 Jones and Laughlin Steele case, two Supreme Court justices switch from years of their own precedence to reinterpret the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, fundamentally transforming the power of the federal government over the nation. They did this in an unnecessary attempt to stop FDR's plan to pack the court with six new justices for a total of 15. It was unnecessary because the plan was already collapsing, but the public intimidation convinced a couple of members of the court to virtually transform the nation. Democrats have explored court packing over the past 2 years for the first time in eight decades. Doubtless, many on the left will claim that now they have to do it, so this will be worth it to justify their means in the elections coming up. Finally, the Supreme Court's credibility is at stake to see this through. If anyone switches their vote because of this, the court will take more than a generation to regain the trust of the American people. To the contrary, the justices should double down. This is likely a 5-4 decision because this betrayal looks like an intimidation tactic to get one justice to change his or her mind. Since the decision is in many ways out, those five should stop the pressure by all signing the latest version of it and publishing it immediately as a binding decision of the court. Those with dissents or concurrences can publish them later if they are so inclined. But this shameful debacle of a debate and the immediate pressure campaign it is creating should end now, with the court handing down the decision in Dobbs immediately. As the page 65 of the leak opinion explains, quote, We do not pretend to know how our political system or society will respond to today's decision overruling Roe and Casey. And even if we could foresee what will happen, we would have no authority to let the knowledge influence our decisions. We can only do our job, which is to interpret the law, applying longstanding principles, and decide this case accordingly. We therefore hold the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey must be overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion must be returned to the people and their elected representatives. In other words, states' rights issue. Doesn't mean, by the way, that abortion is illegal in America. I want to make that clear. It means that states are going to get to decide what they want to do in each state, and liberal states will still have abortion. Conservative states will probably get rid of it. At the end of the day, what the Democrats did here to the court, what this person did, which I hope they find them, arrest them, and disbar them for life, was to influence the court, pack the court. And by the way, whoever leaked this will become a hero of the left. They will get six-figure book deals, speaking engagements. They will probably head the National Organization of Women. They're going to be just fine, and they made that calculated decision to do this. They're going to get paid one way or another. They're going to be a women's rights advocate for life, and they will become a hero of the left. And this was a kill list to go after these five people. Never forget that. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a five-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a five-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.